You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Loveville High by Eric Svekar and David Zelnick. Episode 9, Remember the Moment.
Are you okay?
I think so. Yeah.
You fainted. I was so worried.
It's not like last year's dance when I fainted.
Should we not have come?
No. I'm glad we came. I'm okay.
Some people helped you outside here. They wanted to call an ambulance. Should we?
I'm okay.
Okay. That was crazy! You won! You remember anything up there on the platform?
No.
But you won prom queen, a poor kid in a Walmart dress. You shined.
Yeah?
Star, you're my star with a light burning inside you. This night was lit and this town could no longer hide you. Oh, yeah, you were queen. I was convinced that this was a sign of love. So then I thought, let's keep dating when we're in college. This is just the start of it all. What we got, you got to acknowledge, cannot end.
Wait, I'm starting to remember why I fainted. You saw a little bit of my future, our future.
Do we get married?
I don't know.
Well, do we at least date in college?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
What you saw up there when you won prom queen?
No, something bigger. The next 4 years, life. Whether we make it as a couple.
You're thinking about whether we break up?
I'm trying to think about what'll happen.
You're scaring me.
Don't be scared. I love you, but...
But?
I'm trying to see something clearly. You're going to OU, and I'm going to OSU in 4 months. And I'm scared we'll break up, but...
Shh, we're here. It's okay. We waited a long time for this night.
I was scared we'd break up, but also, I got a glimpse that... Maybe that is what's supposed to happen.
What?
I don't know. How did we get here?
What's happening? Now I'm scared.
No, it's okay.
Are you breaking up with me on prom night?
God, no. I'm trying to figure something out. Remember when we met?
Yeah.
Me too.
I was 8, and you moved next door.
You were 8. I also was 8. And I hated you at first.
You hated me.
You hated me too.
That changed. And we started having snack time, watching The Incredibles, like every day.
Yeah.
We're gonna be okay, right?
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure it out. I saw we're going to have good, long lives. But not together. I saw this is our last perfect night as a couple.
We can make it.
I'm glad you want to fight for this, but I think you know I'm right.
Babe.
I remember the moment. You asking me to the prom, we were like 10 years old. I said yes. Didn't know what a prom was. like some fairy tale, more or less. So I tried on mom's best clothes, planned out the dress I would steal, trying to feel how it would feel when it's for me. Went by in a moment, you and me staying close. We were both growing up, simple as can be. I tried to play the rebel, you became this stud, worshipped by half my friends, but you liked me. Sophomore year, you made your move. For real, and oh, we shared a love so sweet and pure and strange, so unprepared for anything to change. 'Cause I remember the moment we said we were in love, it was the weirdest thing. Felt like my soul took wing. And life's like this dance of joy, of sadness and light. Like this dance we dance tonight.
Hey, dance with me.
Out here?
Sure.
I love you.
I love you too.
Hey, the song is still playing. Let's go back in.
Sure.
In that episode, Haley Kilgore was Jane and Connor Ryan was Johnny.
Sound effects were by Rachel Chauncey, and it was recorded at PPI Studios in Soho.
To buy sheet music or download the script for free, check out our site, lovevillehigh.com, where you can find more about the actors and the project.
Since this is the last episode, we'd like to thank a few more people. Michael Cassara, the casting director who connected us with this amazing cast.
Chip Fabrizi, who engineered every session.
Katie Rosen at Campfire PR for helping us get the word out.
Our wonderful musicians, Louise Berenger, Art Barron, Scott Engelbright, Gerksha Aram, Allison Seidner, Bill Todd, Ron Wilkins, and Adam Wolf.
The audio production was done by Eric Svekar, along with the orchestrations.
And the series was directed by David Zelnick.
Finally, we want to thank everyone who's downloaded Loveville High. We especially want to thank the fans who've reached out to us and who've left us lovely reviews. This has been a labor of love for us. We hope you've enjoyed your time at Loveville High.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.